Dear Aravillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 13th of August, and here in Auril is mostly cloudy on 29 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today times of clouds and sun with a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon, and over the night cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm in the area, mainly early. Temperatures from low 27 to high 35 with heat index of 40 degrees Celsius. Possibility of precipitation is on 55%. Southerly winds at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Humidity is on 82%. Moon is already new and it's visible on 2%. For Aurobindo's birthday, there will be a collective meditation with Dawnfire on 15 from 5 a.m. at Matrimandir Amphitheater. And within the evening program at Matrimandir Amphitheater at 5:30 p.m., The Birth of the Flame, Russian singing bells resonating in the amphitheater. Today we have Vera here in studio explaining a bit more about the Russian singing bells and about the Bell of Peace, which is on the way to Orwell. Yeah, good morning and welcome to our studio. And I think you have some happy announcements to share with us.
Yes.
About the Russian bell or
the peace bell.
The peace bell. So that's really exciting, no?
Yeah, Miriam, good morning and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity, the lucky chance to speak about it. I'm really happy to share the news that the Peace Bell, the project I've been working on for the International Zone, is in its final stage. And at this very moment, it's going through the customs clearance procedure in Bangalore. And we do all pray for it to be delivered for the 15th August, for the Sri Aurobindo's birthday. And there may be even a chance that you can hear it at the bonfire. Bonfire.
Yeah. So the target is to bring the bell to Dawnfire. But also later on you will have a program.
Yes, 5:30 is the Russian Singing Bells program is already announced. And these two events, I hope they will be connected, that the peace bell will come and it will also stay for the program. Mm-hmm. So we can hear the both voices together, the deep low tone and the sound of the instrument. So the peace bell comes as a symbolical contribution from Russia to the overall international zone development. Mm-hmm. And the aspiration behind it, that its deep and long resonating tone will help to focus the energies on the work of unfolding the international zone. Mm-hmm. It is a plate bell made in Moscow by the same bell master who made the Russian singing bells. And its weight is 82 kg. Mm-hmm. It's basically a human height and human weight. Mm-hmm. And it
the
is
material
is aluminium, and tone it produces is equivalent, say, if you would make a traditional bell, to get the tone, you would need to cast a bell of approximately 100 tones.
Oh, you mean that with aluminium you can achieve that?
With aluminium, yes, exactly. Oh. Aluminium gives a very low frequency.
So this bell would be heard like 10 kilometers?
The effect, actually, in July when it was made, I was there in Moscow, and I had the privilege to hear it first. Yeah, and the effect, the impact of the sound is more physical. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like you're banging metal against metal. There is a soft mallet.
It's a vibration, yeah?
It's, it creates a deep penetrating vibration, and actually all the organs of your body vibrate, you know.
That's true.
And as the tuning of the bell is, I would say, almost the perfect harmony, so in this way it helps to tune both physical, the outer level, and the inner level to a certain level of harmony. Yeah, the idea was that it's going to be a public installation somewhere in the European zone, but before the space is developed, actually, there are two places where it can be installed, either Unity Pavilion or the Tibetan Pavilion. Mm-hmm. But my focus so far has been so much on making and delivering the bells that I have not thought of how it will be used afterwards. My idea is that it's going to be either a day of the week, a few days of the week, or a certain hour during the day when people can come and listen to the sound and meditate with it.
The Russian peace bell is on the way. It might be heard.
Actually, I ask people to join my prayer so that it actually comes, so to create this expectation so that the customs...
Materialize, yeah?
Yeah, so that the customs hears, yes, we wish it to come for Shevardnadze's birthday and releases it.
thank you.
Yes, and please come to my program on 15th, 5:30 in the amphitheater.
Along with that, we are invited to a birthday of Sri Aurobindo on Independence Day of India at the Bharat News Pavilion of India International Zone, of course on Saturday 15th of August, and there will be a flag hoisting ceremony at 8:30 a.m. Members of the youth group will read some words of the mother in the four languages of Auroville. Within that, there will be a video screening at India Space in Bharat News at 7 p.m. of Sri Aurobindo's Integral Yoga Evolution Fast Forward, which is a highly engaging animated motion graphic presentation of the fundamental ideas and underlying geometry behind the knowledge and process of integral yoga. It gives a broad overview of psychology, cosmology, and transformational practice of integral yoga leading towards psychic, spiritual, and supramental transformation. Direction by Manoj Parichar. On 16 and 17, which is Sunday and Monday at 7 p.m. at Matri Mandir, the Garden of Unity, we will see scenes from the Sri Aurobindo Savitri. They have tried in their exploration of Savitri to create an atmosphere that would evoke ancient times and space at the time when and where to perform was to touch the sacred. They consider the Unity Garden of the Matri Mandir as the most appropriate setting to help them in their research. Sri Aurobindo Savitri is a sacred revelation that they try again and again to penetrate and grow closer to. In this experiment, they have explored four moments of the poem: Ashwapati, invocation to the Divine Mother, meeting of the two, Savitri and Satyavan, meeting with Narad, dialogue with death. The general direction of that theater show is Aryamani. And tomorrow, Friday, August 14, between 5 to 7 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, we can participate in some Kalpa event, where School of Visual Arts from New York with Sankalpa will inaugurate our journey exhibition. And yesterday, we managed to catch Krupa, who along with Kylie shared with us some thoughts on art therapy and invite us to an exhibition. We are in Bharat News, it's International Youth Day, and I have Krupa here with me.
Yes. Hi, Miriam.
Yeah, hi, Krupa. You see your house?
Yes.
Really nice, you hear the music, but you're having an opening of exhibition on Friday.
Yes, that's correct. So that's at Tibetan Pavilion on Friday the 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And this exhibition is including art therapy work and photographs of a two-week program. Students from the School of Visual Arts in Manhattan have come to study multicultural issues in art therapy. And this is based in our ongoing programs, especially with local women and children.
The exhibition, it would be based on the things with what they brought with them, or they will do ad hoc?
No, it's actually been what's been created in the last 2 weeks, so it was very hard to prepare for. You know, they were asking how many frames, and we said, we don't know yet. So it was very spontaneous.
Okay, and we also have one of the students here. Hi, Kylie, and welcome to Orville.
Hi. Hi, Miriam. Yes. It's very nice to meet you.
You are from the same school as Krupa.
Yes,
used
that's
to be,
correct.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Same program, just different years.
What is that program about?
Well,
I know that Krupa is really beneficial for the Bar region. She's mm-hmm. really trying to open certain windows, mm-hmm. which might help to overcome some obstacles to the youngsters or mm-hmm. certain things. So what do you think about, what is that program about?
Well, for me, art is kind of a bridge, and it allows you to connect on a different way and a different level. And you can take experiences, reshape them, mm-hmm. and reframe them in a healthier way. So mm-hmm. art allows you to connect to people and connect to them non-verbally. Mm-hmm. So I feel that takes psychology and pushes it further in a way where sometimes if you don't have the words to describe what you're feeling inside, you can use the art to express that.
Mm-hmm. You're still studying, right?
Yes, I am.
Like, have any experiences with working with, I don't know, with girls, women or children or somebody?
Yes, abuse, I did. I actually did my first internship in the States in a residential housing area with adolescents of low income. So, and there was some definite trauma there that we worked through, and
it works.
It works. It works.
Okay, and what was that reason that you decided to come to Oroville?
The reason we came to Oroville, well, one, we were personally invited by Krupa, which was very auspicious, and I think there's a need for it. There's she did so much work in opening the doors for this kind of expression to be possible. And I'm trying to find another way to say it, but I would just say that I think the time is now, and that the resources are there, and the foundation is there. So
after exhibition, you guys will stay and work with her maybe a little bit?
We will not be, but I know Krupa has others that will potentially come and take our place, and ideally this is something that is only in the beginning. It's not
finished.
So you're
like pioneers, you know, the scouts ahead.
We're the first test subjects.
Kindly, thank you. So Krupa, what is your plan? You're working on that one, I think, 5 years?
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, and this is definitely part of the dream, that it's not just me alone here as the only art therapist. It's been so nice in the last 2 weeks to be with people who already know what art therapy is, and then to explore the depth, you know, and the possibilities. So to hear and to brainstorm together what else we can do and how much further it can reach in this community and beyond as well. So even with the help of these students, the Art Cart has been at 3 different locations in the last week. We've reached more than 100 people, a lot of local women and children, and this is incredibly exciting, just that I was part of starting something like this and to see it just growing.
That's
so
growing.
Much. Yeah.
And actually lately some projects which started 5-6 years back are just sprouting and really showing what was the seed inside.
Yeah.
Okay, but tell me, because Bioregion has got its own problems, also Oroville got its own problems. Is there anyone near, like, certain things that are sticking out that really you would say, okay, that is, let's say, particular for this area, either Bioregion or for Oroville?
I don't know about particular to this area. I think that I work a lot on the similarities between people. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's seeing what is similar in the issues that people deal with outside of Oroville and also inside of Oroville. Mm-hmm. And it's all issues of self and identity. Uh-huh. So that's why I do a lot of work with dolls and masks and just all surrounding these same themes. And what's really interesting is then to bring groups of people from both places together and see how when you create, you really reflect so much in those creations.
So you didn't really work with maybe like abuse children. Does it help?
I think again it's still connected to the sense of self. So a lot of the children and women, they have a damaged sense of self, and so it improves the self-esteem. And this is something that for their entire lives can actually help them in many ways. So any job, any work they do, relationships and interactions they have for the rest of their life, if they have a more secure sense of self, that's going to impact everything.
What about our resilience, since you're talking about the distorted sense of self? Where we do stand on that
I mean, that if I account. Can speak honestly, I feel like I'm so lucky to see such a range of humanity, you know, in one place. So I see the full spectrum of ego. And so from a very damaged sense of self to a very strong sense of self. And
overimposed, yeah?
Yeah. So I think this is very interesting, and I think that humility is very important. And I feel like, again, in bringing people from both places together, that maybe humility can be nurtured. And so that people from both sides come to a healthier state of ego.
Cool. Okay, that would be, if we repeat, that would be on Friday at what time?
5 to 7 p.m. at the Tibetan Pavilion. And some of the work as well, there will be participatory. So whoever comes can actually join in an art activity. Of course.
That's, cool. That's the best part, no?
Yes.
Okay, then it's another day, another thing which is coming up in 2 weeks, and that is art break day.
Yes.
That is, I think, the 3rd or the 4th.
September 4th from
But it's the 3rd or the 4th in a row.
Yes, it's the 3rd year, and it's on September 4th.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's at Visitor Center again from 9 to 5. And we are still looking for volunteers. So if anyone wants to volunteer, you can email me at krupa@orville.org.in.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we can participate as usual. Kylie, any thoughts for the end?
This whole experience has been incredible, and it's allowed, I think, even us to learn something very new and very special that we can bring home with us for our own work. So... thank you, Krupa, and thank you for having us here.
Thank you, Kylie. Thank you, Krupa. See you on Friday and on 4th of September.
Yes.
Amongst all other celebrations for Shri Aurobindo's birthday is also the one of Sante, new Kailash clinic located on Crown Road just before Arka. So on Saturday 15 at 4:30 p.m. they will start with inauguration program. On Sunday 16th of August from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Sari Conference Room in Town Hall Complex, Ireno is inviting us to the launching of the photographic book Matri Mandir and the Park of Unity. And as he says, the book is the materialization of a work that lasted more than 30 years. The book launching will be accompanied by a slideshow of Matri Mandir images, and we are all welcome. On Saturday, 15 of August at 9 a.m., French Pavilion invites us to a third and final inauguration. And they're saying while waiting for the funds for a permanent building, the French Pavilion will purchase and install 3 structures. 2 will be used as a welcoming desk, a small library, a coffee corner, and the 3rd one will serve as a housing for a newcomer or volunteer. Tomorrow, Friday, August 14 at 5:15, we are invited to the guided visit of sacred groves. They are building 3 experimental prototype houses, mainly made out of co-op, to set new standards towards sustainable and affordable housing in Orville. On Sunday, 16 of August, between 4 to 6 p.m., we are invited to Lila Loka Land celebration. And Lila Loka team says, let's enjoy together the beautiful open space of Lila Loka, self-learning and resource center for the child, a project in the making of Orville. All families, children, parents, educators, researchers and big children, also called adults, are welcome for games, crafts, snack, guided tour of the site and its small plants nursery, tree planting, creation of flower columns, discovery of exhibition panel, or simply for the joy of to be here. At Shri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen The French Minister, directed by Bertrand Tavernier and was made in France in 2013. At Ecofilm Club Sodana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see No Impact Man, the documentary from 2009, directed by Laura Geber and Justin Shine. Visitor Center movie show has resumed, and tonight at 8 p.m. if you haven't seen it yet, you have a chance to see Furious 7, made this year. And tomorrow, also at 8 p.m., they will screen science fiction drama Chappie, which was also made this year, 2015, and directed by Neil Blomkamp. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see In Bed with Santa, which is a Nordic comedy. On Saturday, they will screen International Comedy Romance, 5 to 7, made in USA in 2014 by the writer and director Victor Levi. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see adventure science fiction Jurassic Park, made in USA in 1993 by director Steven Spielberg. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we will see thriller crime The Killing, made in USA in 1955 by director Stanley Kubrick. Shri Aurobindo wrote, The lotus of the eternal knowledge and the eternal perfection is but closed and folded up within us. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on onlyradio.org.